Here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 4th of February, 2007. It's the birthday of the novelist and short story writer Robert Coover, born in Charles City, Iowa, 1932, author of The Origin of the Brunists, the Universal Baseball Association, and his most recent book, Child Again. Robert Coover, who said, "We need myths to get by. We need story. Otherwise, the tremendous randomness of experience overwhelms us. Story is what penetrates." It's the birthday of the novelist McKinley Cantor, born in Webster City, Iowa, 1904, who wrote about the Civil War in novels such as The Jaybird, Long Remember, and who spent more than 25 years researching his novel Andersonville. His novel Glory for Me was the basis for the movie The Best Years of Our Lives. It was on this day in 1945 the Yalta Conference began, a meeting of President Franklin D. Roosevelt, Prime Minister Winston Churchill, and Premier Joseph Stalin of the Soviet Union, meeting to plan the final defeat and occupation of Nazi Germany. Yalta was a resort in the Crimea that was once Tsar Nicholas's summer home. Roosevelt, Churchill, and Stalin spent 8 days and nights hashing out the future of the world in a meeting that was completely secret, no news reporters at all, no leaks of anything that went on there. Roosevelt and Churchill were trying to persuade Stalin to help fight against the Japanese and also help establish the United Nations. And so they made concessions that he would continue to occupy Eastern Europe so long as he allowed free elections there. Roosevelt's health was failing. He died of a stroke a little more than 2 months after the conference. Some historians have suggested that his poor health affected his ability to negotiate effectively. But other historians have argued that Stalin simply had the better hand. He had effectively won the war on the Eastern Front with Germany, and Roosevelt and Churchill were not in a position to challenge him. At any rate, Stalin, after Yalta, ignored his commitment to democracy, installed communist dictatorships in Poland, Hungary, East Germany, Bulgaria, Yugoslavia, and Albania, and the Cold War began. And it's the birthday of the theologian Dietrich Bonhoeffer, born in Breslau, Prussia, 1906, came from a family of Lutheran theologians and pastors, became one himself, studied at the Union Theological Seminary in New York City in 1930, taught Sunday school at a black church in Harlem, and then returned to Berlin the year after. With the rise of Hitler, Dietrich Bonhoeffer became the head of an underground movement, a plot to assassinate Hitler, which failed, and Bonhoeffer was arrested by the Gestapo. Imprisoned, he wrote letters to his fiancée, a young woman named Maria von Wiedemeyer, letters collected in the book Love Letters from Cell 92. Here's a poem for today by Thomas R. Smith entitled Trust. It's like so many other things in life to which you must say no or yes. So you take your car to the new mechanic. Sometimes the best thing to do is trust. The package left with the disreputable-looking clerk, the check gulped by the night deposit, the envelope passed by dozens of strangers, all show up at their intended destinations. The theft that could have happened doesn't. Wind finally gets where it was going, through the snowy trees, and the river, even when frozen, arrives at the right place. And sometimes you sense how faithfully your life is delivered, even though you can't read the address. Trust, a poem by Thomas R. Smith, from Waking Before Dawn, published by Red Dragonfly Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, sponsor of American Life and Poetry, bringing poetry to newspaper readers across the country. You can find it online at AmericanLifeAndPoetry.org. Produced by Robert McGinley Myers. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.